What you doing on the AC, and this is Otaku News Reviews. I'm talking about Junkshu X by Noriko Corazono, Chapter 19, Awakening. This chapter came out on July 16th, 2023, and is 25 pages long, which is a little more than normal. So this chapter opens up with Zhu Li, Chao Yun, and Lei Jiutan sensing Zhao Hu's Don Li. Of course, they don't know it's him. They're wondering who it is, and they decide they're going to continue on, which is good. I thought they'd be like, oh, we got to turn back, blah, blah, blah. No, they're going to continue on, and just when they're about to, they see someone, something coming, but we don't see who it is yet, because then it cuts back to Zhao Hu is overflowing with power and pretty much just completely stomps his fourth order, Junkshu. Thanks to his Ji Kao Feng, the ultimate unleashing seal. Things just seem like they're in slow motion to him, and he just has so much power that he completely blasts off the head of this Junkshu. Which is like another rare moment we see of someone like killing, not necessarily killing since they're already dead, but yeah, killing a Junkshu. Usually they're sealed away, but this is the unleashing seal, so maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe not. Maybe he's just so strong it doesn't matter. But yeah, right after, of course, not surprising, he just used up all his Don Li. Probably he passes out just in time for the bad guys, Wu Dao Ji Dao, to show up. And also, just in time to kind of stop them, the Bagua Daoshi and another person show up. And one big guy uses Lei Dan, a lightning alchemy, to pretty much just blast a big old beam. And then the Bagua, a little woman, uses Lan Jing, a refining spirit. We don't really know what it does. It's just one panel and doesn't, it's just a face. I'm assuming it either makes her stronger or maybe helps Xiao Hu recover a bit. We don't see anything having to do with it because immediately we see her use the Lei Jian, lightning needle, which is kind of like her flying in the air and stomping like a top. Either way, really strong, bops him out immediately, and yeah, the group has finally caught up to a Bagua Daoshi. So, hey, things should look like they're going to be better from here on. They're easily make it to the next village and get stronger. Everything should be fine. Probably not. I can't see that happening. Besides, they have to run into all the other Bagua. So, yeah. I don't know, where's it going to go from here? They should be safe. Another moment to take a breath. Is there going to be even more enemies if this group caught up? Maybe there'll be even more Junkshu showing up. Maybe they'll do a whole another, like, you all go ahead and then these two will take care of the other enemies. That might happen. That's very probably what happened. Or they'll wipe them out and just escort them to the village. And then we'll get another little breath. So, I'm looking forward to going. It was a cool chapter. It was longer. Finally, good. I'm liking longer chapters. It gives us more. I thought it was just going to be another drawn-out fight. Just keep really soaking in this fourth order, I guess. But no, they resolved it. New characters. Everything's going cool. I'm looking forward to where it's going. But yeah, real quick, bringing up the chapter. Not much to it. It's pretty much just Zhao Hu awakening his power thanks to the Ji Kao Feng. That's it. He's got really strong from it. It's really cool. Is he going to be able to keep using that? Are there others going to keep using it? They keep, like, almost sacrificing themselves. Eventually, is one of them going to bite the dust eventually? They keep doing it. Maybe they're going to have to get some other techniques. I don't know. They keep almost dying. So, I don't want to say it's like a one note, but something's going to have to get mixed up soon because they can't do this forever. But let me know what you thought. If you really like this chapter, if you think this power is going to be amazing, if it's going to be worth it, they're also going to have to figure out. Let me know your thoughts. And you can do that on the comments. Of course, you can do it on my social media, The AC Stories. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com. I have a Discord you can join. Links for all that's in the description. And newest thing, I have a Patreon/Ko-fi that you can join if you want to support me to help me do this. It's mainly for writing, but I have a $2 tier that gives you all the notes for all these videos, including my notes for doing this chapter. So if you want to help and support me, you can join me on there and I'll be so appreciative. And I will include your name as like a thank you page on everything I do, like at the end of the video. whenever I do have them. Not yet. Anyway, so yeah, that's all I have to say about this chapter of Zhengxi X. If you liked what I had to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to keep up with me, go ahead and subscribe. But until next time, I'm the AC. Thank you so much, and bye.